Today, the Supreme Court will hear oral arguments in a case contending that Mexicans on Mexican soil have U.S. constitutional protections in some cases. In June of 2010, Sergio Adrian Hernandez Guareca was shot and killed by U.S. Border Patrol agent Jesus Mesa Jr. on the border between El Paso, Texas, and Ciudad Juarez, Mexico. At the time of the killing, Hernandez was on Mexican soil and Mesa was on U.S. soil. Hernandez was just 15 years old. Are people within sight of the U.S. border but not standing on U.S. territory protected by U.S. constitutional rights? Margaret Hu is an associate professor of law at Washington and Lee University in Virginia. She joins me now. What's the issue here?
Well, the Supreme Court today is going to decide a few questions on whether or not Hernandez can claim constitutional rights, as you stated. So among the constitutional rights that they are claiming is that even though Hernandez was standing on Mexican soil when he was shot, that he can nonetheless claim a Fourth Amendment right against unlawful, unconstitutional, lethal violence against him, as well as a Fifth Amendment due process right.
And I can't believe this case hasn't come to the Supreme Court before. What are cases that come close to examining this same issue?
Well, among the cases that Hernandez is relying on is the Medellin case, which was a Guantanamo case. So even though the detainees were not on U.S. soil, they were nonetheless claiming that they had a right to habeas corpus or that they had constitutional rights. And the Supreme Court had to decide whether or not, even though there was not formal sovereignty rights that could be extended to those in Guantanamo Bay, whether or not functionally they could extend constitutional rights to those who were extraterritorially located. And so the factors that they considered were whether or not the characteristics of the person warranted the constitutional rights, the location of the relevant events, and also the practical obstacles that would be posed in the application of extending extraterritorially those constitutional rights.
In terms of surveillance on the border, where you could see maybe 2 miles past the actual U.S. border line, Border Patrol agents are suddenly going to have a different set of rules if the court rules for Guareca.
Yeah, the Supreme Court in a 1990 case, for example, is a Verdugo-Urquidez case, stated that there were no Fourth Amendment rights that could extend to those extraterritorially, so those who were not here in the United States. And so that's been a real question with surveillance harms, for example, with mass surveillance, whether or not you could extend Fourth Amendment protections, which also protect against unwarranted, unreasonable searches and seizures, to those who might be impacted by U.S. policies, but who do not physically reside within the United States. And so that's certainly a question that the government is saying should be resolved in their favor.
What about within sight lines of the U.S. Border when there is better technology to see people from farther away?
Well, I think that that is going to be an increasing concern because there are questions of whether or not we're militarizing the border and whether or not we are now deploying the most sophisticated mass surveillance technologies at the border. And so some would argue that that is a reason for extending constitutional rights at the border, that if the border is within our control and our monitoring constantly, that physically standing on one side of the border shouldn't make a difference, that functionally the people standing on that side of the border still fall within the control and responsibility of the United States, and that actions taken by the U.S. Border Patrol, including killing an individual, should fall within constitutional protections.
Margaret Hu is an associate professor of law at Washington and Lee University in Virginia. Thanks so much, Margaret.
Sure. Thank you.